Dear Christian Pilgrim, recall that colorful wave of enthusiasm for Jesus that first Palm Sunday. Recall it. What a beautiful medley of voices. What a varied blend of men and women of different backgrounds and persuasions shouting, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Think about this. If everyone in that inaugural Palm Sunday crowd truly believed that Jesus is the Lord's anointed, what a perfect worship it would have been. But it was not so. For many in that crowd, there was enthusiasm, but there was no conviction. As you well know, many in that crowd soon abandoned their confession of the Lordship of Jesus when it was tested by his arrest and trial. Most likely, some of those who shouted Hosanna that day were among those who soon shamelessly abandoned their confessions to side with Barabbas the thief against Jesus the Savior. May we ask this morning, are the Christian phrases you say, recite, and sing backed by genuine convictions? Are you in the crowd of today's worshippers who confess him as Lord, Savior, King, Redeemer, and Judge? And are you genuinely convinced to your core that he is all that and more? Do you know that your confessions of Jesus, of who Jesus is, in your speeches, prayers, and songs will surely be tested by life's worries, riches, and pleasures? Do you know that those whose confessions are not informed by genuine core convictions will soon abandon those confessions? Consider the enthusiasm and confessions of many in that first Palm Sunday crowd, loud and ecstatic, yet shallow and fleeting. This Palm Sunday, examine whether your enthusiasm and confessions for Jesus are rooted in deep and genuine conviction that he is the Lord over you and all, the only Savior to whom you must cry, Hosanna. Examine that. And are you firmly resolved to worship and serve only him? Let us pray. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in your way everlasting.